Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson. It's Monday, and you know what that means. Time for Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. On tonight's show, we will talk with Lighthouse Christian girls basketball coach Brian Brown. We will talk the NCAA men's basketball tournament schedule, the boys' state basketball finals schedule, IU men and women's basketball, along with IU football. We'll also have our big boys moving high school scoreboard update and a look ahead to this week in IU sports and other news. So, enough about this. Time to talk sports. The NCAA men's basketball tournament schedule has been announced, with the entire tournament taking place in the state of Indiana in March. The first four is Thursday, March 18th, with two games at Simon Scott Assembly Hall on the IU campus and two games at Mackey Arena on the Purdue campus. The first round is Friday, March 19th, Saturday, March 20th, with four venues in Indianapolis: Lucas Oil Stadium, Hinkle Fieldhouse, Indiana Farmers Coliseum, Bankers Life Fieldhouse, serving as sites along with IU and Purdue. The second round is Sunday, March 21st and Monday, March 22nd, with all four venues in Indianapolis hosting. The Sweet 16 is Saturday, March 27th and Sunday, March 28th at Bankers Life and at Hinkle Fieldhouse. And then once we get to the Elite Eight, it will all be held at Lucas Oil Stadium. Monday, March 29th, Tuesday, March 30th. The Final Four is Saturday, April 3rd. And the National Championship is April the 5th. All teams, once they get to Indianapolis, will stay in hotels close to downtown and close to the convention center and the venues. That is where they will stay for their entire stay here in Indianapolis. So, looking forward to a great men's basketball tournament. Looking forward to the state of Indiana in the spotlight for March Madness. With that announcement, the boys' state basketball finals were scheduled to be March 27th at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. It has been moved to April 3rd to avoid a conflict with the NCAA tournament, so it will be held the same day as the Final Four, which means it's going to be a very busy day in Indianapolis on Saturday, April 3rd, with four state basketball championships for the boys, and then two Final Four games for the NCAA men's tournament. The sectionals are March 2nd through the 6th, regionals are March 13th, semi-states are March 20th, and those dates stay the same, so after the semi-states, the teams will have an extra week off before the state finals. Switching gears to IU men's basketball, the Hoosiers split a pair of games this week. They won 81-69 at 4th-ranked Iowa Thursday night. Trace Jackson-Davis led the way with 23 points. Rob Fennessy, 18 points. Al Durham, 14. Armon Franklin, 11. The Hoosiers used a 20-3 run in the second half, held Iowa 11 minutes without a field goal. The Hawkeyes were led by Luca Garza with 28 points and 12 rebounds. Joe Wieskamp had 16 points and 12 rebounds. And Jordan Bohannon, one of Iowa's top three-point shooters, was held scoreless. He was 0-9 from the field and 0-8 from three-point range. However, the Hoosiers came back Sunday afternoon and fell at home to Rutgers 74-70. Armon Franklin, 14 points. Trace Jackson-Davis had 13, Race Thompson, 11. Geo Baker led Rutgers with 19, and Ron Harper Jr. had 15 for the Scarlet Knights. The Hoosiers are 9-7 on the year, 4-5 in the Big Ten. They were scheduled to play Saturday, January 30th at Michigan at 1 o'clock on CBS, but Michigan made the announcement Saturday evening that they are pausing activities for all athletic teams for 2 weeks because of a COVID-19 variant that's hit the program. So that game has been postponed. IU's next game is Tuesday, February 2nd, 7 o'clock, when they host Illinois at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. IU women's basketball finally got on the court yesterday with a 74-61 win over Northwestern. After their games with Rutgers and Michigan State were postponed earlier in the week because of COVID-19 concerns within both programs, Mackenzie Holmes had 22 points and 10 rebounds. Grace Berger had 14 points. Jalen Penn had 12 in her first game since returning from injury. The Hoosiers are 9-3 and 7-1 in the Big Ten, and they will host Michigan State this Sunday with a time to be announced. IU football has hired Charlton Warren as defensive coordinator. The 44-year-old was the defensive backs coach at Georgia the last two seasons. He was the defensive coordinator at Air Force from 2008 to 2013. He has coached defensive backs at Nebraska, North Carolina, Tennessee, Florida. He is a Georgia native who played defensive back at Air Force from 1996 to 1998. He served 7 years in the Air Force and started his coaching career at his alma mater in 2005. He replaces Kane Womack, who became the head coach at South Alabama. Time to take a look at our high school scoreboard brought to you by Big Boys Moving Company, serving you with an attitude of gratitude. Call them at 812-272-4492 or visit their website at bbmoving812.com. In girls basketball, the Lighthouse Christian Lions fell to Colonial Christian 58-33. Coach Brian Brown's team is 3-15, and they will host Washington Catholic this Thursday. Bloomington North is 6-14 after dropping a pair of games 56-24 to Brownstown Central and 60-39 against Columbus North. The Cougars under Jeff Tramiel will play at Edgewood tomorrow night and host Terre Haute North on Thursday. Bloomington South is 9-6 after losing to Martinsville 92-48 and beating Terre Haute South 67-52. Their scheduled game with Eastern Green last Saturday was postponed. The Panthers under Larry Winters are in action this evening against Columbus North and tomorrow against Indianapolis Home School. And the Edgewood Mustangs are 13-6 under Gary Sims. They had the week off after their game last Tuesday with Eastern Green was postponed. They host Bloomington North tomorrow. Boys basketball, Bloomington South is 12-4 after beating Castle 68-65 in overtime and Martinsville 60-28. The Panthers have had 5 straight wins. They look for that streak to continue Friday at Terre Haute South and Saturday at home against Silver Creek. Edgewood has also won 5 straight after beating Bedford North Lawrence 65-60. The Mustangs under Matt Wadsworth are 10-4. A busy week as they travel to Martinsville tomorrow night, host West Vigo Friday, and Saturday travel to Monrovia. COVID-19 has hit both Bloomington North and Lighthouse Christian boys basketball programs. They are both on pause for 2 weeks. Lighthouse Christian's games with Colonial Christian, North Davies, and Duggar Union all postponed. The next scheduled game is February 2nd against Crystal House Academy. Bloomington North 6-2. Their game with Evansville North, along with Columbus East and Southport, all postponed. Their game with Terre Haute South has been rescheduled for February the 13th, and their next scheduled game is February the 4th when they host Edgewood. Two other boys basketball games of note. The top two teams in Class 4A met Saturday night as number 2 Homestead beats number 1 Lawrence North 55-50 in overtime. That game was held at Lawrence North. Homestead is 16-0 and Lawrence North is 14-1. And the number 1 team in Class 1A, Bar Reeve, beats the number 1 team in Class 3A, Heritage Hills, 59-35. Bar Reeve is 13-2, and Heritage Hills is 10-1. And that is a look at our high school scoreboard, brought to you by Big Boys Moving Company. When we come back, we will talk to Lighthouse Christian girls basketball coach Brian Brown. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479, or online at bbmoving812.com.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson here on the South Central Indiana News Network. Time to welcome in my guest. He is in his second season as the head girls basketball coach at Lighthouse Christian Academy. Brian Brown is my guest. Coach Brown, good to have you. This is something I'm not used to, referring to you as Coach Brown, seeing as how we go back a while.
Yeah, Nick, that's correct. Like I said, you can call me Brian if you want, but yeah, it's good to see you. Even though it's on Zoom here, it's been a while to talk to you, so it's great catching up.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for being my guest for sure. It's been a weird season, obviously, with COVID-19 pandemic and limited fans, and of course Lighthouse Christian is a very small gymnasium. How are you and how have the girls handled all of this?
It has been a interesting year, a lot of adjustments. I will say we feel very blessed. We've already got 18 games played this year, where there's some schools it's only a handful of games. But the protocols that we have in place evidently is working, keeping the mask on only when they're actually practicing. But anytime we have meetings or anything, we're doing that. We have sanitizers everywhere. So we've been very fortunate. We've had a couple players that had to be quarantined just because they were in contact with somebody and we had to be safe. So that affects it. My starting guard, we had her out a couple games, and it makes a big difference when I only had seven on the roster at that point in time.
Yeah, you've talked about your seven-player roster. I mean, how hard is that when you're going in and nine out, and you know, and of course you've got either somebody out because of quarantine, somebody fouls out, or just somebody gets injured. That's got to be a tough adjustment with just seven girls every night.
You're exactly right, Nick. And the thing is we started out this year, just to kind of give you a little bit, we started out this year with seven girls, one student manager. And the student manager never played basketball before, but was at all of our practices and stuff. So during the preseason, I'm like, hey, are you going to be at every game? Yep. Are you going to be at every practice? I'm planning on it. I said, then you're going to suit up and play. We need you as a person. So I've got her out there playing. And another one then took her place as a student manager. And just a week ago, we added her to our roster because of the things you just mentioned. We had a player hurt. We had somebody that was in quarantine. So we were down to basically five girls at that point in time. And it's like, I need somebody off bench. So now we have nine players. We haven't had nine yet during a game. But our goal is February 2nd with sectionals roll around that I've got nine girls out there ready to play. It is making an adjustment. I have to tweak my plays depending on the personnel that I have in there. I had to scale it down and basically run a five-man out formation against Joe's last week. And that's not a team you want to just do five-man out against. They put it to us, but that was simplifying it. But we're adjusting.
You talked about the fact that you've played 17, 18 games so far. Are you surprised that we have gotten to this point? Did you think at one time we wouldn't get here going into about sectionals with a week out left in the regular season?
Yeah, I am totally surprised. When the season was getting started, I told people that I was close to, I said, this season will be over with before the holidays. Everything I was leaning towards, you see what they did in Illinois, and kept thinking we're going to follow suit after Thanksgiving. Numbers going to go way up. They're going to just say, hey, we stopped it. So I'm tickled to death that we've got our games in and that sectional is right around the corner.
Are you surprised at the ISSAA with some of the teams that have struggled to get games in? Are you surprised the ISSAA hasn't stepped in and said, hey, let's push sectionals back a week or two to get these games made up?
Yeah, you know what? I am a little surprised in that, thinking that they might, because there's some big games that didn't happen. I'm hearing some talk now from some coaches that, there may be some schools right now shutting down the last week of the season or two, not playing anybody because they want to make sure they're ready for sectionals, because you would hate to have your shutdown be during sectional week. it has added some interesting dynamics to it where, granted, we're not used to this pandemic, but it maybe even having, okay, the season ends, you start your sectionals in 2 weeks to kind of give you that time to get everybody healthy might not have been a bad idea.
You mentioned the sectionals, and Lighthouse is going to be in the sectionals for the first time this year. Talk about that experience for the girls and talk about how that sectional is going to play out, because that's going to be a very tough sectional indeed.
You're right, Nick. I mean, we're, you know, honestly, for us right now, any sectional would be tough for us just because of where we're at and our numbers and everything. And I joked with the girls one time this year when we played a 3A school. I said, you know, we're playing a 3A school. And I said, we're probably a half an A school, you know, not even at 1A. But yeah, we played at the Bloomfield sectional, the Bloomfield, Clay City, Eminence, North Central, and Farmersburg and Shackamack, White River Valley. All those teams are tough. We played a handful of those teams already and didn't fare very well against any of them. We were competitive against one. We know we can compete with at least one of those teams, maybe two in that. With all that being said, we are excited. Cannot stress how excited the girls are. Coming up is the pairing show on the IHSAA network. We've got a viewing party scheduled. We're ready. We got food, refreshments. We just can't wait to watch to see when we play, because we are making history this year.
Making history indeed. Well, we're going to take a break and we'll come back with more of head coach Brian Brown of the Lighthouse Christian Lady Lions after this timeout. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
You're listening to Talkin' Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Welcome back to Talkin' Sports with Nick Jenkinson here on the South Central Indiana News Network. My guest today, Lighthouse Christian Academy girls basketball coach Brian Brown joins us. Brian, we were talking about how excited the girls are for the sectionals. You mentioned you've been so pleased to coach them this year by how they've responded despite a tough season.
They have. I keep telling them they've got great attitudes. They've got great hearts. You know, each one of them, basketball is not their number one passion in life. You know, not very many of them are going to do anything with basketball once they graduate from Lighthouse. So for them to still have the desire and to go there, and we've taken some beatings this year because, again, joining the IHSAA, we've bumped up our schedule, played a lot more IHSAA schools. They're having a good time. They're enjoying it. They're learning the game of basketball. They get frustrated when they make a mistake, which tells me that, you know, they want to get better. They're very coachable, every single one of them. And I can see every game, I can see us getting a little better and that the progression is getting there, which is real nice. And I would say this morning I had 8 girls show up for practice, and we did a morning practice from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. to have these high school girls, again, where basketball is not their number one priority, but willing to show up to practice tells me a lot about them, even with the record that we have. So very pleased to coach these fine young ladies.
I got to see you guys play on the internet, of course, against Eastern Green. One of your top players, Marty Grossman, is someone that I know personally, along with J.C. Best. I have to say one thing, watching Marty the last couple of years, we all know she's a hustler. We know she gets in foul trouble. But the one thing I saw this time against Eastern was she can hit the outside shot.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Picked up on that. She's averaged about 8 points, almost 9 points a game for us. You know, out of that, it's almost close to 2 3-pointers a game. The other night she had 4. I think that particular game she shot 6. So it wasn't like she was shooting a lot of them. She was 4 for 6 that night. And her shot, we've been tweaking it a little bit over the past year or so. And again, give her credit. You know, she's willing to work with it and try to change her form a little. And I think it's helped her, but the confidence as well. So it's nice to see her get those threes to go in for her. And then that opens up the rest of the offense for us. But as you mentioned, too, it's nice to keep her on the floor. She hasn't fouled out for us near as much this year as last year. And that was a focus for us. There were some fouls that she would do last year where it was, I hate to use the word retaliation fouls, not meaning that she got fouled and that she fouled back, but she maybe would turn the ball over. So as soon as that would happen, she would quickly want to guard the gal that took the ball from her to get it back and would make a foul. That would be several feet from the basket. We worked with her a lot on that. It's like, you know, hey, they're that far away. Don't worry about it. Don't do anything. You're running down the court on the layup and you've already got 3 fouls. Just run in front of the lady on the layup. Don't even try to block her shot or stop her. So, and she's done pretty well with that.
Now, one of the things probably a lot of people do not know is you're also a high school official. You've officiated volleyball, softball, and basketball. As a coach now, also being an official, does it make it easier because you kind of know what the officials are going to look for? Does it make it easier to coach these girls and tell them, okay, this is what they're going to look for. You don't need to do this or do this.
Yes, it does. It makes, especially when we're doing practices and we're talking about our screens and setting good quality screens, or even down in the low post. Hey, you know, most officials would probably let you get away with this, you know, the little nudge and getting position on them without extending the arms. You know, a lot of that type of stuff. You know, hey, once you extend the arms, the referee is going to see that. They're going to call that. So I think, yeah, it does help me being a referee know, for the most part, what they look for. And then it helps me during the game as well. A lot of times the referees, I know them personally because I've worked with them, and I know their tendencies. So it kind of helps me lay out, hey, now, you know, you may not be able to hand check as much or whatever the case might be with them. It's definitely given me a different approach knowing that I was an official one time.
Now, you're in your second season as the girls coach. You were an assistant before that. Talk about how the job came open, because that was a unique situation when you took over.
Yeah, it sure did. I was there a couple years ago. Coach Woodcock, he took over. My daughter was going to be entering her junior year. She played there for the program. He took over and he called me as soon as he accepted the position, and we had lunch, asked me if I'd be his assistant coach, which tickled me that he had the faith in me to do that. And I did. And I loved it. I had so much fun learning from him, learning from different plays that were being set, and then using some of my basketball knowledge that I had over the years, and just kind of grew from that. After that season, the boys' job came open. Coach Woodcock, who had coached them previously a few years ago, decided he wanted to jump over and take that program, and it left this position open. And I kept waiting a little bit to see if somebody more quality would come in and possibly apply. And a couple people did, and things just didn't work out. And as it got closer to time, I got with the new athletic director and said, hey, I'd like to put my name in the hat to, you know, coach the team, especially with my daughter being a senior. I want her to have a preseason program. And they talked to me and they offered me the position. And Nick, I thought it was going to be one and done because my daughter would have been a senior, and I figured once she was done, I would be as well. I had a lot of fun with it last year. I think our girls grew on the court as well as off the court. We had a lot of things that we did that I think represented Lighthouse very well. And that's not directed at me. That was the players that I had on the team as well as my coaching staff. From there, at the end of the season, you know, Mr. Henson, our athletic director, asked me if I would be interested in next year. And, you know, I said, you know what, I had a blast. I would be. And so I became their coach. Haven't looked back since. I'm really enjoying it.
Is there going to be a third season?
Well, you know what? I hope so. I hope so. You know, that's something that sounds bad to say only being in 2 years, but every year I would want them to want me. And I would also want to check with my family and my wife. And, you know, my daughter, she's going to IU now, still at home, but make sure that they're okay with it, because that definitely takes time away from them to do this. And they've been supportive of me this year with it. But I always make sure that they're still supportive before I would jump into something like that. You know, I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun, and the girls make it well worth it being out there.
You mentioned coaching your daughter, Jessie, for her senior season. How was that? What is that experience like? Are there conversations at home? Is your wife involved in those conversations? If things aren't going well if you pull her because she's not playing well, or what is that whole dynamic like to coach your daughter?
The dynamics, as you mentioned, it was very interesting. For me, it was probably the highlight of anything I could have ever done with my daughter. Pure joy of seeing it. And it hit me this year when I would go to the first practice during the offseason before COVID, you know, struck. We got to do some open gyms and her not being on the floor. I mean, it really took me back and I had to, you know, steady myself to just get going because I was used to her being out there. But, you know, any coach that has coached their kid probably can attest, it's very nice from a father standpoint or a mother standpoint. Her side may not be as much because she takes a little bit more of the brunt with some stuff that's going on. I realized that she was very coachable, knew what was going on. So there would be times I would maybe vent with her about things that really wasn't her doing. And she would give me some pushback with it. And then at home, me and her would talk a lot of basketball, which was very nice. And most of the time it was very positive stuff. My wife would just say night. And she would go to bed after games and let me and her just sit down at the dining room table and talk about the games and stuff. And I would tell you that still carries over a little bit. The other day, Jesse was sitting at the table and we were eating, and I was just talking to her about some different stuff. And she grabbed a piece of paper and started drawing up a play for me. And she goes, "How do you think this would work?" Which was really nice, you know, for her to do that. So, and I tried to put it in play.
You've got a couple games left, and then obviously we've talked about sectionals. Any particular team goals that you have, or any individual goals that you want to see here in the last couple games?
You know, I love to see us get another win under our belt. I mean, we've had three this year. We've got a couple games that, in my opinion, are winnable that we're going to have to play good and play maybe our best game. And that's what I keep trying to emphasize with them. I said, we have no margin for error because of our lack of depth in practice. We can't emulate the trapping defenses that we're going up against because we have seven players, nine players, what have you. So I said, our main thing is let's go out and try to play air-free, take care of the ball, box out. And so that's our goals every game, is to kind of minimize, and we'll put on the board how many turnovers we want to be under, how many rebounds we want to get, because those are things we can't control. You know, we can't control the athleticism of the other teams. We can't control a lot of that stuff, but we can control boxing out. We can control taking care of the ball. So those are things that we work on, and we try to celebrate those successes. I tell them, I said, there was a movie called Hoosiers that was made because of a team that won some games they weren't supposed to win. There's no reason there can't be a Hoosiers in 2021. So every game we play, I don't care who it is, we have a chance. Let's just go out there and compete, play up to our potential. And I always ask them, so just make sure when you come off the court, you don't have any left to give, because I want it all left on the court every single game. And these ladies that I have on the team have done that.
Well, Coach Brown, I really thank you for taking time out to join me today. Good luck the rest of the way. Hopefully we can do this down the road.
It sounds great, Nick. I really appreciate you taking time to talk with me.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
My thanks to Brian Brown for being my guest this week. It's another busy week in IU athletics as volleyball travels to Rutgers for two games, January 29th and 30th. Game time is 2 p.m. both days. Track and field will be at the Illinois multi-team event this Saturday. Cross country is at the Big Ten Championships in Shelbyville, Indiana. Wrestling will be at Northwestern along with Penn State this Saturday. IU volleyball lost to Nebraska 3-0 both games over the weekend. The Hoosiers are 0-2. Men swimming and diving beat Ohio State 185-115. The Hoosiers are 3-0 in dual meets and will travel to West Lafayette February 6th to face Purdue at 11 a.m. Women swimming and diving beat Ohio State 166-34. The Hoosiers 2-1 in dual meets and will travel to Purdue along with Rutgers on February the 6th. Track and field hosted the Gladstein Invitational with 14 Hoosiers and one relay squad winning events. Water polo, men's soccer, women's soccer, and women's golf also announced their schedules for the 2021 spring seasons. Thank you for joining us this evening. Don't forget to check out our sponsors, Big Boys Moving, American Senior Benefits, Brothers Carpet Cleaning, and Weather Vane Insurance. On behalf of the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Nick Jenkinson. Join us throughout the week on social media and every Monday night right here for more Talkin' Sports.
was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.